When I was a seminarian, I was living in the suburb of Annandale in the inner city. And it was at that time that the Glebe Island Bridge, or the Glebe Point Bridge, was being built, now called the Anzac Bridge. And it's a suspension bridge. And so the first thing that they had to build were the two towers that would support all of the cables that hold up the bridge, hold up the deck of the bridge. And they're pretty impressive in themselves. They're each both 120 meters high, or about a 40-story building. So watching them build that was already a pretty impressive sign. And then seeing the cables all being laid, and then seeing the way that they were connecting the bridge then to those cables and all of that. I mean, bridges are fascinating things because they really have to be adapted to whatever the circumstance, whatever the geography. So that bridge, like the Gladesville Bridge and like the Sydney Harbour Bridge, has to be high enough that it can have, you know, huge tankers go underneath them. And so the old bridge that the Anzac Bridge replaced was a much lower bridge. And so whenever a big boat had to go through, they had to stop all the traffic and then open up the bridge, and then the boat would, the ship would move through, and then they could reclose the bridge and so forth. You know, when you drive up to the northern beaches, sometimes you get stuck on the Spit Bridge. That's it. You know, it's an opening bridge that you just need to wait for the yacht or whatever to pass through, and the bridge closes and so forth. Bridges are essential for, you know, who we are and our ability to connect with other people, other situations. And when Pope Leo began his Urbi et Orbo address, his address to the city of Rome, but also to the world. So the Urbi, the city, and Orbi, the rest of the world. One of the images that he used reminds us that one of the titles of the Holy Father is this, the Pontifex, the bridge builder. And he prayed for peace. He prayed that the world, which, you know, we continue to seem to be on the brink of war in one place or another. You know, I went looking, and there's a website that details over 110 current conflicts that are happening within the world, both between nation states and within nation states, with different groups that are fighting for independence in certain regions, or just wanting to make a claim through acts of violence. 110 different conflicts. It's an awful reality when there are, you know, only 200 plus countries in the world, just to think that so many of them are being racked by hatred and violence. So it's no wonder that Pope Leo wants to continue that desire and that project of Pope Francis to continue to be a place of peace. It's one of the gifts that the Catholic Church has, that we have a Pope, a Holy Father, that is able to be that instrument of unity. You know, he's not a politician, not there for his own purposes, not there to do anything other than to continue to point us towards Jesus, towards the Father. He's longing for the church, longing for the world to be reminded of the love that is possible, the experience of being known deeply and loved by the Lord. It's the image that Jesus uses as we come to this section of John chapter 10, when he says, "My sheep know me, they listen to my voice." It's one of the signs of a person who discerns well, that they've spent time in prayer getting to know the Lord, that they've heard the voice of the Lord speaking to them. And so they're able to discern what is the voice of God and what is their own voice. What is this call to freedom, to love, to unity, to dignity, to justice? And what is the voice that makes us small and incapable of reaching out? If we are to be the builders of peace, if we are to share in that ministry of Pope Leo to be pontifexes within our local community, to be the bridge builders, to reach out to those who are in need. We need to continue to receive that experience of listening tenderly to the voice of love, that we need to take time to hear that voice speaking to us, calling us to follow, calling us to be part of that community that reaches out to one another, that allows the goodness of God to be at the very center of all that we do. So let's continue to really pray for Pope Leo, to pray for the success of his ministry. We pray also for ourselves, that we take our proper place as bridge builders, that we continue to pray and to long and to work for peace and justice to be at the center of our lives and in the center of our world.